This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Washington, political fallout has been swift even after leaders of the Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protesters surrounding the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad convinced supporters to leave the area. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said that he would ask Parliament to grant him immunity from corruption charges, which is a step that could delay his trial for months. The step most likely puts a trial on hold until after elections in March, when he hopes to win a majority coalition that will shield him from prosecution. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. A senior Taiwanese military official was missing after a helicopter made an emergency landing in northern Taiwan. The defense ministry said a rescue mission was underway for the 13 people on board the helicopter, which includes the Air Force General Shen Yiming. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.